Labor Day is a holiday that honors work and workers, dating back to 1882. In that year, the Central Labor Union in New York proposed a working men's holiday, halfway between the 4th of July and Thanksgiving, as they put it, to fill a gap in the chronology of our legal holidays. In their plan, the holiday would feature a street parade to demonstrate to the public the strength and esprit de corps of the trade and labor organizations. Afterward, at a festival for workers and their families, prominent speakers would expound on the economic and civic importance of labor and labor unions. The idea caught on with the growth of workers' organizations like the Knights of Labor and the American Federation of Labor, and in 1894, Congress established the first Monday in September as the national holiday. The modern Labor Day honors work and workers mainly by ignoring them. A national holiday that honors work by suspending it, Labor Day offers most people just a day off. In olden days, Americans at least thought about work on this occasion, as the speeches and parades and picnics featured labor leaders and working people. But nowadays, the main labor of Labor Day is leisure, a motive force in today's American economy. Like many American holidays, Labor Day is part of a three-day weekend. The holiday, therefore, takes on the character of an American weekend, which is an escape from work. For most Americans, then, Labor Day is now just another holiday, committed to private pleasures and shopping sales. Americans who used to gather on the mall for civic celebrations now gather in the mall for a parade of consumption. In a commercial culture like ours, all holidays will be commercialized, and the central question for Dr. America and other cultural questioners, therefore, is how. The Labor Day sale is the main way that Americans make money from this holiday. A sale is an occasion when merchandise is marked down from its original price, which is marked up from its original cost. A holiday sale is one in which the symbolism of the season is applied to the promotion of commodities. The Labor Day sale is meant to attract those people who aren't already in the stores for the back-to-school sales, which occupy most of the month of August. While Labor Day is the day we celebrate work by celebrating its absence, these sales are a way of celebrating work by making as much work for retailers as possible. Besides its commercial contributions to the culture, Labor Day marks divisions of time in America. Although there are still several weeks until the equinox, Labor Day is effectively the end of summer and the beginning of the school year, the end of reruns and the beginning of a new TV season. At one time, Labor Day also marked the opening of American political campaigns. Democratic Party presidential candidates, for example, typically opened their campaigns with Labor Day rallies at Cadillac Square in Detroit. Now, of course, political campaign seasons have no beginnings because they are never-ending. And contemporary campaigns begin and end, not in the streets and squares of America, but on Madison Avenue in New York. It is curious that even as we celebrate workers on Labor Day, we don't generally think about the politics of work. We don't wonder about what downsizing does to the character of work, or how work affects and infects the rest of our lives. We don't think about making work more than make work, or making work more secure. We don't think about the essential work of nurturing families and communities that businesses don't pay people for. Still, Labor Day is a day when we might, in fact, consider the meanings of work in America and the meanings of our own work in a wider context. In his book, The Reinvention of Work, for example, Matthew Fox offers a set of questions that help us think about the significance of work in our lives. Here are a few that Dr. America offers to listeners this Labor Day. Is my work real work or just a job? Is my work smaller than my soul? Is my work actively creating good work for others? Who profits from my work? Who gets hurt by my work? Who's hurting that my work might help? If we were to take such questions seriously, we might begin to imagine patterns of work worth working for. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, working even on Labor Day to show how America works.